This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Say hello on FUBAR Radio.
You what? It's Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Right.
That's what's meant to happen when you press button number one. You're tuned into...
These mother lovers know.
Myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake on this special Ask Monday. Look how dark it is already at 4 o'clock.
It's crazy, but thank you so much to our homeboy, Ian Bolesworth. He's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on FUBAR.
Yep.
And last week on this show, Mice, you were away, but Rodney P was our special guest co-host.
No, Rodney was my stunt double for once. You know how many times I've had to be stunt double working for her, but like doing live stuff or whatever?
For him.
Yeah, and then the tables turned.
But you know, he's now got an official FUBAR nickname. Where he is the voice of sponge cake and custard. So if you missed that, hit up the website foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. We had some good chats with Rodney, and we also spoke to G-Bag. Billy Business was on the show too. And coming up today, my lordy lord, not only are we going to be joined by Triple V, woo, straight out of Nottingham, live, woo, in the studio, not only are we bringing you the open mic as we do every week, but I don't know, I think some people might be hating on this right here, Mice.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G from the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G Rap from the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shante, Please Believe It from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
Radio.
The hip-hop show.
Hip-hop show with my homegirl Sarah Love.
Mice
and my
Diggy.
Mice Diggy, you heard?
Oh my God, even just listening back to that, yeah, Mice, I'm like, damn,
that's crazy, boy.
This happened. This actually happened.
Yes, ma'am.
Myself and Mice caught up with the mighty, legendary, certified legendary Juice Crew. They're
pillars
on tour in...
Foundation.
Yeah, like proper.
Cornerstone.
Proper. They carved this out. Like, look how many of us are eating off of hip-hop worldwide.
Exactly, man.
And how many of the traits that are considered certified hip-hop have come from these cats that you just heard there on that drop.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, of course, if you heard that drop, you heard how clean it was. It wasn't at the backstage. It wasn't on somebody's phone. This was live and direct right here in the FUBAR Radio. I wanted to say studio, but we got to call it something else. Now we've had pillars like that in this establishment.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
The bakery.
And so we got to interview them. It was a pre-record, of course, but...
Oh, but it was just incredible to be able to sit down. I mean, me and Mice were talking with the one and only Roxanne Shante, MC Shan, Big Daddy Kane, Cool G Rap, Craig G, oh my gosh, and Master Ace.
Woo.
For about an hour and a half. And, you know, it was just such a nice chat just to go through, you know, all the important points to these guys. So,
I swear, not to cut you off, but I swear it's only meant to be like 20-30 minutes,
right?
Do
you know what I'm saying?
But I think these guys realize, like, this is where we really, you know, the hip-hop show, this is what it's about. We're trying to make sure everybody knows that this thing of ours that we love so much, that we've grown up listening to, is a lot more worldwide than you think. There's a lot more vast than you think. And it's beautiful to be able to speak to these people here who paved the way for so many of us to make a living off this shit.
So it was only correct that we kind of altered a little bit of the show's usual format to make sure we brought you as much of the chat that we had with Juice Crew as possible. They're in the UK at the moment, in Europe at the moment, sorry, and on their official Juice Crew reunion tour. Mm. And Mice and I were both at the London show on Friday night, which was just, the atmosphere was absolutely beautiful. So I want to send a
big up
just a hip hop that was in the house, man, because it was like just such joy. Everybody there was so grown and respecting each other's space and loving the music.
Remember I saw Sarah, she just walked in and we're at the back, bumped into her straight away, and it was like packed. Like, I mean, check everyone's you know, social networks, you'll see the videos and whatnot. But the place was jam out, and I said to Sarah, "Yeah, I'm going over there." And it was like to the right of the stage, like mag. It looked like it was crazy packed. But when I got there, like he said,
mad civilized.
Was so, yeah.
Mad civilized.
There was no moshing, nothing like that. Couple zipper frames up in there. I slipped up someone's dentures. I'm sorry about that, my friend. Yeah, I mean,
but this is what grown ass hip hop looks like now. You know, we're deep in this game, and people have been waiting 25 years for the Juice Crew to come back to the UK and perform. So, you know, there was a lot of happy faces in there, and the show did not disappoint. So, if you are in Manchester tonight, make sure you take yourself out and catch this Juice Crew reunion show that's happening live this evening. But without further ado, let's get into this business, because yeah, there's a lot of ground to cover here. And we started off by asking the guys, why set off a Juice Crew reunion tour right now? And MC Shan, he kicked things off and he answered it a little bit like this.
Because there's a lot of mumble rap out here, and the new guys need to know what real hip hop sound like. I said it.
Kane was the one that kind of like pulled the trigger, and I'm just happy because I was tired of people asking me. So now we can actually do it, because it was like every show I came by myself. When they coming? I look like the damn school monitor. We gotta wait. What's gonna happen? But we here now, so it's going down. Right.
Yeah. Was that like, so when you do your verse off the symphony or something like that, and then they're like, where's, you know, we want everyone else that was on it as well. Is it that sort of thing?
When I do my verse of the symphony at shows by myself, the show is over. That's it. It's over. Yeah, yeah. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I need to go to sleep.
So Kane, how did you know, what made you think, okay, we need to do this? And was it an easy process getting everyone back together?
Getting everybody together was, that was actually the easy part. You know, the hard part was probably organizing the show. What happened was, me and Shante, we had a show together at Wingate, a spot in Brooklyn. Biz came out during my show, and they all came out to do the symphony with me during my show. And it was like
magic.
You know, like a booking agency came and asked us about doing a show. And we did it, and it was successful, and just to see everybody getting along, we was just like, you know what, we can do this on our own. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to be paying nobody no 10%. Let's do it on our own and sell the package, and we can keep all the bread, you know? And it's been going good. It's been going good.
And Shan, you said younger rap fans need to understand something. Because to me, I think if we look at rock music, your equivalents in the rock world, they're pretty well documented and recognized kind of thing. But I'm not so sure if necessarily all the mumble rap stars know about the history of like Juice Crew. Why is that important for them to understand?
Because other cultures embrace their music, so why not embrace your forefathers and, you know, see where you came from? You wouldn't be where you at if we didn't do what we did. You know what I mean? So don't look at us as to say, well, what have you done? We made you, you know what I'm saying? So
also, I mean, you know, coming up as a young artist in the 80s, a lot of stuff I learned to do on stage, I learned from watching old James Brown footage, old Marvin Gaye footage. So it's like, you know, when you study your predecessors, there's a lot you can learn to enhance your career.
Yeah.
You know?
Because the word legendary gets bounded around a lot just in the hip-hop game in general. But I think you guys really set a template for a lot of what rap is today.
You hit it on the head.
But we were fans. We were fans of people. See, that's the thing now. Like, you know, dudes now, they too cool to be fans of somebody. We were fans. Listen, every time I did a show with a certain artist, I go watch them. I ain't backstage toasting champagne. I'm learning. I'm soaking up energy. Because, like they both said, listen, if you don't know where you came from, where you going? But the thing is I want to shout out the mumble rappers because they can't perform. So it's getting me work. Keep rapping over your lyrics. Keep jumping up and down and saying 2.3 words of the song, and I'll be there next week.
Yeah, how do you lot feel about that, like the whole rapping over your lyrics thing?
I think that's something that started to happen because they didn't study the history. They didn't look back to see how it was done. I don't know who started it or who was the first one to really do it, but whoever did it first, I guess this is how you do it. And they probably were successful, and then everybody after them followed suit. So there's a whole new generation of performers that think that you're supposed to rap along with the song, which is not what it's about.
But it's kind of like we've had lots of phases of hip hop. You know, there's been lots of different key eras. So should we just be embracing this?
No. That needs to end. I mean, when it comes to performing, we want to hear you.
Like, I mean, would you spend $30-$40 on a ticket and walk into the venue?
Yeah.
You could have stayed home and listened to the song. That's what it is. And I mean, listen, I'm not here to knock nobody, but I'm just glad you're doing it because it's making more work for me. I believe everyone in this room did this because we were a fan of somebody else. Mm.
So who were the pioneers that you guys were watching?
Kaz. Yeah, Grandmaster Kaz.
It's like, who made you pick up the paper?
My brother, we lived in Queens. My brother would bring home tapes from Harlem World with a Cold Crush Battle of Fantastic Five, and the Force MCs had all the TV show routines. I was like, this is what I want to do. This was amazing to me. So, you know, we all fans of, like I said, for some reason, there's a disconnect with people actually giving props to people nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did a show at Public Enemy, and I was in the front row because I had to see it. I was like, yo, you know, even to this day, when Kane Rock, I go watch. Because, for one, the generation feel like they know everything. As I got older, I learned, you still learn till the day you go back to the essence. I don't know nothing. I just know how to rap a little bit. So even certain new dudes, there's a couple of new dudes that rock shows, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a fan, but they're not mumble rappers. There's a lot of great artists that aren't being heard that are new. Mm. Big Crit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these dudes, they got something to say, but it's just being overshadowed by this trendy nonsense.
Now, wait a minute. With that being said, I got to plug my new album.
Balls Over Bullshit.
So go check out some of that new MC Shan. You know what I'm saying? So I had to just make my own segue.
Where do you guys think we got to this point where lyricism has been lost?
Because there's been an overall dumbing down process by the powers, structures.
I think technology played a big part because as technology became more advanced in making music, it got to the point where all you needed was a laptop and a few programs, and you could make a record in your house. And then people who weren't out there on the streets learning the craft, battling, like, they weren't around anybody that could rap good. They just listened to stuff on the radio. I was like, I could do that. And then they just learn how to make a beat on a damn laptop with keys and made a record. Like, Soulja Boy, like, he literally made his first record in his basement on his laptop and blew up. And once he did that, everybody was like, oh, anybody could be a star. I'm doing it too.
I also think that whole, like, you can't knock the hustle, like, you know, people got a bit blinded by, that's their hustle. Like, at least they're making some money. But it's like, it's polluting and diluting at the same time.
Exactly. For every one of those success stories, there's 500 terrible rappers trying to get on doing the same thing that you don't hear.
So you got to understand that, you know, back in the 80s, 90s, you had a lot of MCs that grew up studying, you know, hip hop culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in the 80s and the 90s, hip hop was still really just emerging.
Yeah.
You know, it was a music genre, but it wasn't fully accepted as a music genre yet.
Mm. Exactly.
Now, it is the top-selling music genre. So with that being, now you have rappers that are artists.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And just like, you know, with any other form of music, it's people that get into it, you know, without studying the culture, have people writing for them, you know, stuff that was illegal for real MCs back in the day.
Remember, if you sounded too close to somebody, you get approached, man. Like, every song sound the same, but if you sounded like somebody,
your name couldn't even sound the same.
Yeah, they approach you.
That's what's crazy.
That's the crazy stuff now. Is like, oh, I like this person because they sound like so and so. There's like been a bunch of MCs that have come out.
That was a cardinal sin, even as far back as
Shine. You know, when Shine first come out, people were like, yeah, he sounds like Biggie. It's like, well, okay, maybe that's a reason not to, like, you know, not to knock Shine, but things like that, I think, have really kind of, you know, it's progressed a bit too much now.
Well, like Kane said, I always say it, man. Like, we did it before it was actually considered cool to do. Like, my mom used to be like, you doing that bebop-de-bop music? know what I'm saying?
What it was that at that time, hip hop actually had an expiration date.
Yeah.
Like, they actually told us that, you know, this is only going to be around for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. So try to get as much out of it as you mm-hmm. could. I think that even led to the artists not valuing their publishing and their writers and different mm-hmm. things like that, because you did not see any longevity, because they were not telling you that it was going to be around for a long time. They actually, hip hop was the only music that you were told that you had to outgrow in order to become an adult. Really, like, once you got to a certain age, then you were told, like, you know, people wouldn't listen to hip hop on their jobs. People wouldn't listen to hip hop in their office buildings. People wouldn't, it's not like today. Mm-hmm. You know, in order for you to feel like you were an adult, or in order for you to have made it to a certain level, you had to actually let your hip hop go. It was looked down upon, and it was at a time where it was not controlled. Yeah. See, now it's controlled. Now it's actually, I would say that I feel as though now it has been purchased. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, now that they have more control over it, they look at it now and have given it a different structure. But when they didn't have control over it, it's nothing. It's not going to do anything.
They was ignoring it almost.
It's not going to be anything. It's not going to be big. And then look what happens.
And that's when you had the variety back then. Before it got control. Like, that's when you had artists that would come out and everybody sounded different. Yeah. Everybody had their own uniqueness to them.
You could hear somebody and immediately know where they was from.
When creativity and originality like, was a requirement.
Many artists come out, they sound exactly the same. Now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it was owned by us then still, before we had the corporate influence going on.
At this point, my last album was called I Rap and Go Home. Before that was called Ramblings of an Angry Old Man. I'm actually embracing getting older and trolling the industry, and I'm kind of an asshole, so it's funny to me. It's really funny to me. Like,
does it make you happy? Being angry makes you happy.
I'm not really angry. What it is, you know, when you talk about a certain thing, they immediately call you a hater. So I'm taking the power away from them by just going, yeah, okay, well, then if that's
you
the
mad,
case.
Son.
Really? I ain't never been more happy, man.
And I'm going to tell you, one of the things that I find to be pleasurable about even being on this tour and being able to travel with the fellas again is I get a chance to truly be a fan, which I am a huge fan of everyone in this room. I know everybody's lyrics. I can sing everybody's songs, which I do. And that's because when they are the greats, you can't help but be fans.
Yeah.
Like, having 30 years under our belt, there's no telling what the show's going to be like. Like, I fuck it up every night. I change the lineup on them every night. Every night. Because I'm the host, it's like, whoever I feel like is going to go on next, goes on next. So, like, if someone had the capabilities of coming to every show, follow my lines. Every show is totally different. Like, it's just not your regular mundane performance. It is true hip hop in its true essence. That's why so many people come out. That's why we don't have a problem selling tickets, selling out shows, because people know that when they come, that's what we're going to bring.
And you must have been fans of each other, I mean, back in the 80s.
When you started out, fans, cheering squad, you know, and even to the point of where, exactly.
Yeah.
And even to the point of where if someone was going to do something that we felt was not good, we never held back. See, this generation, they're so afraid to tell each other when something's
thin
not
skin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're so afraid to tell each other that, not us. We'd be like, oh, I know you're not going to say that shit.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm. Like, that one's not good. Mm. You know, and it'll actually make you say, you know what? You grow a certain love and respect for them because of that. Mm. Because they won't allow you to do that.
And
because
they're being honest.
Right.
You
know, there was never no yes men. Yeah. Now, we all roll together. Yeah. That's one thing. We will all roll together, but no one is a yes man. So, that's why we have longevity, and that's why we have the careers we do.
I learned something from everybody in here. Like, when I did my first reggae shout, I went in the studio and rapped for 5 minutes. Shan had to help me write the first verse because I knew how to rap. I just didn't know how to structure a song. I was 12 years old. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I'm not above taking advice.
When I was, you know, before I had a deal, like, I remember buying a copy of Shout, you know.
Yeah.
I used to go to this club in New York called Latin Quarters on Tuesday nights, battle on stage. And every night on Tuesday night when I'm battling on stage, I was using the bridge. That's what I was rhyming over.
Mm.
I was rhyming over the bridge. I remember cursing my brother out. I mean, I let him have it. One night.
Well, Little Daddy Shane.
Yeah, Little Daddy Shane. Because he forgot to record this here freestyle that she had dissing Doug and Rick called Wash Your Body. She switched Lottie Dottie to Wash Your Body. And I told my brother, and he forgot to record it. And I probably didn't speak to him for like 3 days. You know?
That's crazy.
And then when we got down, like I think I got down maybe like right after G.
So we was always hanging together. And we had that, you know, friendly competitive thing. You know, where I might call him 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Yo, G, check this out. I got this here. You know, attack, react, attack the Mac, I'll move you with. You know, two nights later, you know, G hit me up. Yeah. Check this shit out, man. You know, the feature, camps, rumpster. You know,
iron right there.
Well, I mean, you know, it was that type of love, man. So I was like, yeah.
I say it all the time, like Marley. When one night you called Marley crib and did a rhyme over the phone, and I went home and like threw away 3 rhyme books. It was more of a basic style until I heard Kane and G. It turned into like cadences and double time, and I was like, I gotta step my rap game up, man.
There must have been the element of you guys sparring with each other, like kicking each other up the arse. Like, how did that competitiveness play out in the making of records like The Symphony?
Competitiveness allowed everyone to make classics. That's the reason why everyone can still do their songs today, is because it allowed them not to just make records, not to just make songs, not to just say rhymes, but it allowed them to make classics. So collectively, when we come together, the force is incredible. But as with superheroes, apart, everyone still has their superpowers, and they still go out here, and we literally go out here and save hip hop one show at a time.
R-A-W, a terrorist, here to bring trouble to phony MCs. I move on and seize, I just conquer and solve another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex and others are below, nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo, second to none, making MCs run, so don't try to step to me, cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol, and they know it, so I don't see why you all try to front, perpetrating a stunt, when you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci, raw like sushi. The stage of rage is what rap did to me, to make me wanna create chaos and mayhem, cold rock a party. Until the AM, I'll make a muscle, grab the mic and hustle. While you stand dazed and amazed, I'll bust a little rhyme with authority, superiority, and captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse, better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and door for more without a floor, cause I get raw. Like a reverend, rappers are severing, and in my lifetime, believe I've never been beaten or eaten and just tooken out. You know, come to think about it, I keep them seats looking out and real nervous when I'm at your service. So give me that title, boy, you don't deserve this. I work like a slave to become a master, and when I say a rhyme, you know that it has to be perfectly fitted, cause I'm committed, the entertainer and trainer and Kane are get with it. I go and flow and grow to let you know I damage you. I'm not an amateur, but a professional, a questioner without doubt, superb. So full of action, my name should be a verb. My voice will float on every note when I clear my throat. That's all she wrote.
Ace, man, you, so being you're the last one to get involved.
I'm good.
How intimidating was it? Like, when you're like, okay, I got to be up with these guys. What was that like back then?
Being from Brooklyn and rhyming in the streets and stuff, I was confident. I wasn't intimidated at all. I wasn't intimidated until after I did my symphony verse, and then I sat back and listen to these dudes. And specifically when I heard G-Rap's verse.
And the tape ran off
I was like, oh, I should have said something different. I should have said this other verse. Damn.
It's really weird, though, because, like, Marley was, like, legendary for making you wait in front of the building. Okay. And he had Ace waiting for, like, 9 hours.
That's how I met Craig. He's the first one I met.
In Queensbury, I just walked up to him and, like, talked to him.
He was like, yo, y'all waiting for Marley.
I was like, y'all waiting for Marley, right?
I was like, yep.
Like, he'll tell you 3 o'clock, and that shit was never 3 o'clock.
Yeah. That's why I did my laundry.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Yeah. That's how I made my record. He's like, okay, yeah, but Marley's waiting.
The one thing I know about, the one thing I can say about. Yeah. The one thing I can say about Ace, when I first heard Ace, it was more like, Ace was like like Alex Haley to me. Like, you know, because the stories was crazy visual. So I was always a fan of Ace. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you had assassins on the mic. You know what I'm saying? Everybody had their own purpose. But Ace, for some particular reason, was like opening a novel when you hear him. Like, when you hear Brooklyn Battles or one of those songs, it was like, wow, this dude is like, if he wasn't rapping, he'd probably be making books. So,
you where know, did that come from? Because that's what a lot of people talk about, is the fact that
he was educated. That we were all educated.
Yeah, he came straight from college.
But, you know, I know that you're educated, but what made you feel like, okay, this could work?
It started when I heard Slick Rick, Lottie Dottie, and Treated Like a Prostitute. Mm-hmm. Like, store cool stories. Mm-hmm. So I took the whole concept of Lottie Dottie. I wrote a rhyme with that kind of beat in mind. Mm-hmm. And I entered this contest, the United States of America, out in Queens. Really based on writing this rhyme similar to Lottie Dottie in terms of it having punchlines and surprise endings and character changes and all of that stuff. So I just started writing more and more stories. And then I heard Dana Dane's Nightmares and Cinderfella and all of that. And I was like, maybe I need to, you know, diversify a little bit. I'll write stories, but I should have some lyrical stuff going on too. And then hearing, you know, Rakim and then Kane, that kind of gave me a direction. Okay, now when I start doing this lyrical stuff, I got to be on a high level with it if I'm going to be able to hang out.
People definitely, I think it's fair to say, they think of Juice Crew and they mention beefs and battling and stuff. Yes. But is this something where you can look back on it now, Shan, let's start with you then. Look back on it now in a kind of nostalgic, oh, those are like good old days. Or is it something where it still is alive and it stings?
Bars of bullshit.
I mean, the cool thing with Shan is like KRS is gone down to say, like, if it wasn't for you lot's battle, he wouldn't be here, right?
Well, the whole thing started because he wanted to be down with us, and Magic told him to beat it.
Right. Wow. And he couldn't make a record about Magic,
yeah.
So.
Magic told him, Magic kicked him out the station. I was answering the phones at the station back then. Mm-hmm. Magic showed them the door. Seriously. I was like, wow, yo, you disrespected them dudes, yo. And he did what he knew. You know what I'm saying?
And that was the way hip-hop was back then. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You didn't get offended when somebody made a record or a song about you. You just went and made one back. Yeah. Unlike nowadays, you say something about somebody, they ready to go to jail for it. Really, you know?
But that's a few. Yeah. The rest of them, they going to clap back on social media.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's the new battle.
That's the new battle.
Yeah,
that's the new battle. And they going to get on an Instagram post and show your old couch. And tell people that you peed the bed when you were 6.
Yeah. Out of everyone, G-Rap, you never really been in a rap battle with anyone either. Have you?
Never had to.
Well, nobody wanted to battle these two guys.
You know,
but
Kane, you've
been involved in one or two, right?
I've been in a lot of rap battles.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask each one of you, like, your favorite ever battle rap lyric. One that you know, I wish I said that, or why, I'm glad I don't have to reply to that.
I don't know about a specific lyric, but I always liked the Common joint, the bitch in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always thought that was because the beat was so dope. It was smooth, but he was getting at him, but in a smooth way.
I gotta say, Jack the Ripper, man. Kumo D was like one of the greatest rappers in the world to me, but the way LL handled him and Jack the Ripper, it was really like, leave him alone, man. He had enough, man. I was like, yo, B, like, come on, what? You need to wash up. Rapper need to wash that. My name is, I was like, you got to be kidding me, man.
G-Rap?
For what, for his battle?
Ether.
Craziest battle response record of all time.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Kane?
For me, it would be, it's really a tie. Number one would be the Kumo D versus Busy B.
Oh my God!
Ooh, yeah. I mean,
I might have chosen
like
that one.
That's the first time I ever heard
somebody get shut
at
down.
Someone.
Yeah, impact,
you know,
to that
saying?
As well.
Yeah,
back then,
yeah, that, yeah. And that, and then the other one would be, you know, Roxanne's Revenge.
Oh yeah,
just for the simple fact that, you know, just a whole goddamn record off the top of her head, man.
Yeah. That's
so classic. So classic.
Yeah. Alone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so classic.
I think for me, and I know everyone may not agree, but I really enjoyed 50 Cent's Rob the Industry.
That was fun.
Like for me, like, because that's the type of, you know, battle rap I come from. Like, grab everybody. Don't just pick one. Just grab them all. Just throw them all in there. And say something about everybody, because somebody got to say something.
And that's right when it started getting sensitive, too.
Yeah, that's
so
right when it started getting
he really
sensitive.
Didn't care. A couple of people were mad at him, too, and it was like, go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Can't blame them, man.
Nah, man. It's not that serious, man. It's just words, man. It's not that serious, yo. It's really not that serious. If you don't come up in the era where when you spitting, somebody is going to try to top you, then you're going to feel threatened by everything. You know what I'm saying? But it was like, oh, okay, that rhyme was dope. I'm coming back with a better rhyme. Mm. That was it.
It's testing your skills.
That's what it is.
It wasn't offensive to us because everybody felt like they had something better.
Sean?
Look, you would hear Kane verse or G verse. It just sparked the creativity in you. Now, I agree with both of them, Ether and the Cool Mo D battle, because I battled L. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Cool Mo D was legendary.
What did you say to L? You said some shit.
Beatbiter.
That was a beat biter.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like,
you know why the Cool Mo D joint was so ill? Because like when you listen to that tape, you hear them trying to stop Cool Mo D. In the background, dude's like, yo, come on, man. Come on. And he's just going in. It was just ridiculous. And
the live aspect of it with the crowd reacting to every line.
This wasn't visual. It was just audio.
Audio, yeah.
You could picture it, though.
Yeah, you could just picture it. Like Mo D was probably in the corner somewhere pacing because he had this in his head. He probably was tired of it all. He was like, you know what, man? Tonight's the night, man.
Yeah, he said that Busy B was tied in with all the club owners.
Yeah,
and that's how he was winning these battles, and he not even rhyming. All
the fix was on.
Participation.
Yeah.
Incredible.
That might be my all time, actually. That's the one that really turned
me. You understand? Ether, Jack the Ripper, all these songs.
Was the predecessor to that.
Yeah. Like, that's the first time you heard somebody go at someone. Mm-hmm.
And that tape went triple platinum in the hood.
And dissect
their whole career. Bob Diddy Bob. So that was the first time.
Because I wanted to ask about that. Like, we spoke to RZA not too long ago. You know, he was talking about when he first met Killer Priest, they were battling. So I wanted to ask you, like, was battling not just about like me dissing you? Was it also about, okay, how skillful this verse is or whatever?
It was both, right?
Both. Yeah.
It
was both.
It's both, and it depending on what the setting is.
It needed both.
If you're in a live crowd situation and they're like reacting to what you're saying, you better off going at the person. Because I was in a new music seminar in like 91
MC
or something
Breed.
Like that.
No, what was his name?
Yeah.
What was
Breed. Breed. No, not Breed.
He was from Cleveland. Bengo.
No.
His name was MC Bengo because I got up in the intermission and dissed him.
I was training with Craig.
We were training.
Off the top of the head. Like, that was the plan. Yeah. We're off the head.
And then you had that rhyme about marrying your dick that you didn't do.
When we got there, I just changed. I called the
plan
audible.
Changed.
Yeah. I think the line was like, you kiss the bride.
Yeah, I went off. I went off paper instead of going off the dome. Mm. And I just said some lyrical shit that was dope. He just went off the dome, said how much time was left on the clock, and everybody went crazy.
And then they had an intermission, and I destroyed him. I was just angry. I was just like, I hated to see that because Ace was prepared, but then Ace threw the audible.
Yeah.
And dude wasn't even that nice. He was down with Ice seeing him.
For a minute. Yeah.
I'm telling you, his name was MC Bengo from Cleveland. He borrowed somebody's chain before he got on, and I peeped it. Like, he put it on in front of everybody, took somebody's chain, and they had like an intermission after the battle, and I just went and got the mic. MC Serge was looking at me like, what's wrong with this dude, man? And I cursed out everybody.
It was either Breed or Breeze.
How about when Shantae was in the seminar?
I don't remember that.
What, battling somebody?
Wasn't it Busy B you destroyed?
Yeah. It was a few of them. I think
Busy B, Melly Mel. I think he went at the whole room.
When we went to the seminar, what they did was they had it set up where I had to battle everyone. After I was there for about maybe 4 or 5 hours straight. Before
freestyling
until it got to the point of Busy B. So people were saying like they had gave me like 9s and 10s all day. And when it got down to the final battle, and it was me and Busy B, and he was like, okay, we're going to go out here. He wound up saying something that angered me, and then I went into a full freestyle talking about what he had
verbal
on,
shrapnel,
his rhymes,
everywhere.
Everything. So they said, well, it's time to vote. Everybody was like, yo, you won it. You know, this is world supremacy. This means you are the best MC in the world. So I was like, yeah, I definitely won this. Curtis Blow said, what does she need to lose? And they were like, there's no way she could lose. The only way she could lose is like if you gave her a 2. So he looked at the paper and he wrote a number 2 on it.
The fix was in.
And he put up the 2 and people was booing and they had to escort him out. Yeah. And, you know, they gave it to Busy B that year. And, you know, I think at that moment, I fell out of love with hip hop because this is not what I got into.
The battle was
like
fixed.
I got into
so the fix has always been
right.
The fix busy
right, exactly. Yeah, so I had got into it in order to be not just a great female rapper, but to be the greatest rapper. But you know, everybody kept coming up to me like, "But you're gonna be the best girl forever," and you know, girls are gonna be compared to you forever. And still today, they do. Like if a young lady comes into the industry and she has a certain thing, they'll say, "You know what? She's like Roxanne Shanté." So absolutely. So I do take a lot of pride in that. But when I did see Curtis Blow, and this is like years and years went by, and you know, life has done whatever it's gonna do to people.
On him too.
He said to me, he said, "Listen," he said, "you know, let me explain to you what happened that day." So I was like, "Listen, you know, you don't have to explain it to me. Life is good for me. I'm great. I tour because I want to, not because I have to. You know, things are good for me. Other projects, things are well. So I'm still blessed. So don't worry." He's like, "No, I have to get this off my chest. I need to tell you why I did what I did." That, so he said, "Shiny, at that time, hip hop was just starting to get legs. Mm-hmm. They were starting to get looked at from major companies, and people were starting to get major deals. And unfortunately, we could not let the best in the world be a 15-year-old girl from the projects." Mm-hmm. They'd have never took hip-hop serious. He says, "So it wasn't a fact that you wasn't good. We all know that you won that battle. We all know that you deserve world supremacy. Wow. But we couldn't give it to you at that time because what would have done to hip-hop if the best in the world was a little girl? You know, that's just the way the industry is made up. So, you know, I just needed to say that to you." So I told him, like, "Okay, you know, look, that's fine.
I got
how did you
back.
Really feel
I got
him
back for you.
How did you really feel?
Can I tell you?"
And he said, "How, you know," you said, like, "how do I feel about it?" But you know what it is? Honestly, to tell you the truth, for the state of hip-hop and how hip-hop has grown, and if I had to have been the sacrifice for that in order for hip-hop to have been taken seriously, you know, as black women, we do sacrifice ourselves a lot for a lot of different causes, and we may not receive the accolades that we're supposed to, and we'll stand in the background and we'll allow people to go ahead and cheer it on and let things grow from that point. So if I had to be that sacrifice, then so be it. And honestly, I am not angry. Everything happens for a reason. And so if that reason happened that day, in order for hip hop to be what it is today, then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I was going to say that my favorite Shanté moment was 1986, Morgan State College. I didn't have a record out then. I was just doing little cameo appearances with Biz Markie, and it was Biz Markie, Roxanne Shanté, and UTFO on the show. And we're backstage, and like, you ever seen a Tyson fight?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, you know how, like, that look on his opponent face? I'm not gonna put dude on blast, but one of the cats from UTFO, yo, I swear, he had that look on his face. It would not make eye contact with Shanté. Like, one of them came over and spoke to her, but a particular one, he would not make eye contact with her the whole time. He had his face down, and he had that look of concern, like, you know, is she going to go off the script when she goes on stage and diss us some more? Like, you can see it in his face, like, how nervous he was. I'm sitting there tapping Biz DJ Cool V, like, yo, he's scared of shit right now. Look at him, look.
I don't know if it was him, but rest in peace.
I'm
going to
tell you what it
rapper.
Is, though. With Shanté, you didn't know what you was gonna get. For the simple fact, you might come with your stuff written on a piece of paper. Shanté gonna look at your shoes, she gonna look at your jacket, your hat, your fucking mustache.
That's the other thing.
Gonna fucking
everything
go
that dudes do now in battle, she was doing way back then.
Back in the day, we used to practice like that when we was on the tour buses. We would just go against all the crews.
And even before rhyming, you know, we're all from a neighborhood where you couldn't go to the store without having to have a snap session with somebody.
On the bench.
Yeah,
on
that was
benches.
Part of the training.
Every day we'd come out on the benches, and it wasn't about what you wrote. It was about what you could flip off the top
of
your
head. I got
Curtis
Blow back, though. Remember, I used to be on the air with Magic and Marley, and one night he was on the air with us, and I used to freestyle, and that was me on Friday. I would just go in on everybody, and I went in on Curtis Blow because he was acting he was acting real stuck up. He started rhyming. I was cutting him off. I was throwing shots at him. He didn't talk to me for like a year.
Juice Crew was
out of control. Yeah, I was like, yo, man. Man, I was Magic's man, so Magic was always gassing him. I was like, man, this dude is whack, man. They opened the mic. I was like, you Jerry Curl. He was looking at me like, yo, who is this little dude, man? Nah, B.
But I'm curious, though, like, what for each of you was your first experience of hip-hop? Where was the first time where you were like, oh, my goodness, this thing? Or was it always there? Or do you remember that first time where
it
you...
It had to be a park jam for me, like I said. It had to be a park jam.
When I
seen, like, this dude, DJ Smalls from Astoria, like, these are dudes nobody ever heard of. And they get the mic, and I just saw the power that they had, like, you know, the rhymes were simple as hell, but everybody paid attention.
Mm. Oh, like 9, 10 years old, a park jam.
River Park, Disco Twins would come with the fake Ray Charles on the roof, speakers piled exactly. up to the sky. And I had to be home because, again, even during the Juice Crew day, I couldn't do half the shows, man. I had to go to school, man. So
allegedly.
not when I got to high school.
I was supposed to go.
When I was in high school, I was running in Brooklyn. And
see, I liked hip hop, but I really wasn't looking at it as a career until she took me out on a show. I was working a job making $120 a week. Mm. I went out to Florida with her, and I came home and quit.
The funny thing, you know what's the funny thing, though? The funny thing is she did that for most of us.
Serious.
She did that for
me, too.
You know, it was because I was a person who... I wanted everyone to experience what it is that I was doing. Like, listen, so this week I'm going to take Shan. This week I'm going to take Kane. This week we're going to be with G. This week we're going to be with Craig. This week,
you know, because
everybody needs
like,
to see this. And not only that, at that time we had an airline called People's Airlines that you paid in the air.
Yeah. What? That sounds like Soul Plane.
Let me tell you something, and I'm going to tell you the truth. I think it was the Juice Crew that bankrupted them. Because once we found out that you could pay in the air, anybody with any guts was like, yo, I'm getting on the plane. And everyone had star qualities, every last one of them. Everyone, when they picked up the mic, I looked at them and was like, wow, he's next. Mm. Wow, he's next. And you know, that's a blessing to sit back and look at your entire crew, everyone, like, from the DJs to the dancers to everyone, and just look at them and say, wow, that's great.
But we all here because of Roxanne Shanté.
Sounds like it, man.
Put it all in motion.
For 6 months, I was on tour without a record at all.
Yeah. With Roxanne Shanté?
With her.
Jeez.
It was like a school,
she
was the biggest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
You know
15
what I'm saying?
15-year-old girl. From Queens. Yeah.
Wait, so where did that... So you're 15.
Real skillful.
You're touring like this. When was the point where you, you know, okay, I want to rap, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm just going to keep burying people left, right, and center.
I think Shanté was just being herself in general.
I think that's what it was. I think just the ability to be able to rhyme and do freestyles, you feel like, you know what, you wake up every morning, you're not going to run out of rhymes. Literally. No. You're not going to run out of rhymes.
Where did you learn to freestyle?
I think it's called the Nipsey Russell syndrome. See, a lot of people don't want to give credit to Nipsey Russell, but I do. Being able to sit there and watch him even on Hollywood Squares, and everything he said was a rhyme. Yeah. So sometimes I would spend my entire day making everything rhyme. Mm. And when I would leave out my house and go downstairs and be going out the first floor, somebody was always waiting for me on the first floor in my building. Now, I didn't know if they was waiting to fight or if they was waiting to battle, but somebody was always waiting for me every day. So once I come out the elevator, I would know if it was about rhyming, they'd be hitting the wall like... like, I've been waiting for you all
That's
day.
Crazy.
You know, so... Yeah. And that actually built up the skill to be able to rhyme all the time. So, you know, I just felt like, okay, you know what? I can do this. This is something that's easy. It came as easy as breathing.
Check it out. With her, every state we went to, they always had a battle set up. She was battling Roxanne's mama, Roxanne's grandma. It was always some battle set up with some local girl that couldn't even...
Didn't know what she was getting into.
When they set up the battle, is it like they call you, they say, yeah...
No. It was a surprise.
I get off the plane, get inside the limo, and the limo driver be like, yeah, well, I hope you ready for tonight. Because,
I got my girl, I'm like, Susie.
I'm like, ready for tonight. And he's like, yeah, look. And then you drive past and you see a picture of a girl holding a microphone like. And I'm like, oh, that's for me. And he's like, yeah.
And it's
like,
crazy.
Ready?
You know, it's crazy because I get asked it a lot now, like with the new battles. A lot of them dudes are dope. But the one thing I don't like is that you know who you're going to battle for three months before.
That takes away from
all the research, the Googling that people
like,
do.
Like, nah, she'd get off the plane and be like, some of the promoter's little cousin, that was her chance to be a star until she got destroyed.
I mean, to be fair, like the new way of doing it, that's turned into an art form itself.
These dudes are nice, but like I said, the element of walking into a building and not knowing the battle was going to take place, to me, was like the whole other aura. Like,
for that.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you, I enjoyed the battles of today. The only difference is somewhere along the line, the definition of freestyle for me
that's another thing.
Is a little different than the definition of freestyle today.
Yeah. Oh, this is what
For me, freestyle meant you didn't know who your opponent was. You said your rhymes and you made them up right then and there. Yeah. That was a freestyle. It wasn't structured. And then today's freestyle means freely being able to read them off the paper after you freely wrote them a few days ago.
Yeah, but so Kane, there's the video of you talking about what freestyle meant back in the day.
I'm gonna tell you though, Kane was right because that was also a freestyle. Also, to like people that didn't rhyme off the top of the head was just a rhyme that had no particular thing. It was just you had
a braggadocious rhyme.
You had verses ready.
It wasn't for no, you know, it wasn't of no specific subject matter.
Yeah,
you know, like the verse on "Men at Work." You know,
just
what they did on the set. Yeah. You
know, that's the original meaning of freestyle.
That's the original meaning.
Yeah, like the bridge. We wouldn't call that a freestyle. That's a story.
Yeah.
But I mean, just bragging about yourself and you know some stuff like that.
That's why it kind of shifted from being called freestyle
what she did,
to going
we used
off
to
the
call
head,
off the dome,
going off the dome.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Off the top of the dome. Yeah. Like so off the top of the dome is what we now call freestyle.
Now, yeah.
And then the idea of when you do a freestyle verse meant it could be written, but it wasn't about anything in particular.
But not everybody could do the off the dome.
Yeah. Like with me when I used to do it would probably be like four lines and I would only do it in a battle if you know if dude like said something slick about me and I had to come up with something slick about him.
Shout out to Supernatural, he hosting a show in London. You know.
Oh yes, he is in town.
Yeah, he is in town. But this is a Juice Crew show.
What is it going to be?
No, this is a Juice Crew show, B. This is a Juice Crew show. Relax,
man. This is amazing,
boy.
We're
not doing that. If you want to do that, we could come back and get a separate check for that.
Hey.
But in those early days that you guys recorded, did you have like a long-term vision or plan where you were thinking, okay, I'm going to try and spread this out into a career, or was it literally just coming down to that one rhyme?
We were learning as we was going. At least I know.
We was young kids having fun.
Yeah,
doing
man.
This. But then we found out we could get paid doing this. Mm-hmm. All right.
I would never in my life imagine 20, 30 years later that we're considered like legacy. I didn't even think hip hop would have like legacy artists.
Yeah, that must be weird.
You know what
man.
I mean? Like where a legacy artist is, you don't really have to put out music no more. You just rock on the road because. And I tell like new artists that I'm like, yo, you can make a hit in 3 months, nobody's gonna remember it. But I'm still working off a song I did in 1988. I'm amazed. You know, baby, like, you don't get tired of doing that song? Hell no. I just bought a new furniture set. My dude, we good. I do the symphony, dropping science. You got the check? And I always say this, too, because we didn't do it on purpose. We was just making music. When we left the studio, nobody said the symphony was going to be a hit.
You understand, Ron Isley has new music out.
Mm-hmm.
Patti LaBelle has new music out.
Yeah.
But when you come to the show to see Ron Isley, you come in here between the sheets for the love of you. You know what I'm saying? Footsteps in the dark. Dude, you come to hear Patty, you want to hear Love, Need, and Want You. If only, you know what I'm saying? Classic hits that stood the test of time. Yeah. You know, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with us.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got MC Shan and Molly Mall in the house tonight. They just came from off tour, and they want to tell you a little story about where they come from.
You love to hear the story again and again of how it all got started way back when. The monument is right in your face. Sit and listen for a while to the name of the place. Hip-hop was set out in the dark. They used to do it out in the park. Every place they said his name, it rang an alarm. Otherwise known as Mean T-Tom. A brother who's known for his rap, Jappy Jack. Larry Ladd, third least not last. A cool brother by the name of Gas. Brothers made you get loose. They was down with the the brother called Cousin Bruce. They used to jam in the center. You had to pay so you could enter. Go to the door, get frisked just in order to get in. And if you wasn't from this town, then you couldn't fight and win. But every time they had a jam, they couldn't get no peace. So that's why the jams out there in the parks, they had to seize. Cause you was in
the bridge.
Why don't you wise up, show all the people in the place that you are bright. Make this here one jam that you do not start no fight. Cause that is one thing that we all must see done. And if you start some shit, your ass had better run. Cause you're in
the bridge.
What's been the most surreal moment now, you know, whenever it's been where you're like, wow, hip-hop has come this far?
I think for me it's doing some of these festivals around Europe, Splash Festival, Hip Hop Camp, stepping out on stage and seeing 15,000 people that are there specifically to see hip-hop music mm-hmm. be performed is pretty amazing to me.
Craig? Whenever they pay me to rap, my dean told me not everybody could be the Fat Boys. And I helped my moms get a house like the next year.
That's amazing.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm still amazed by it that I'm still actually a working musician. Because everybody told me this shit wasn't going to last. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone said to me recently, if you've just been 10 years in earning a living from music, you're doing good.
It amazes me every time.
Absolutely.
And that's why I try to burst the lung on stage. Listen, you ain't going to say I ain't work.
Giancana?
The most real moment? Probably.
You said it was the day you met me, right?
Absolutely, okay? Absolutely. All right, probably like what Craig G mentioned, you know what I'm saying? Doing things for family, you know what I'm saying? Things that I would have never imagined I would have been able to do at the time that I did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like as a...
From rap music.
A teenager, you know what I'm saying? Moving your mother, paying rent. Even anything simple like that. Mm. You know what I mean? And then just being on my own, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Starting my own family, you know, in my teenage years. You know what I'm saying? Like... I would have never put the two together. You know what I'm saying?
That's amazing. I mean, because you've birthed a lot of MCs. You know, we've seen the resume of some greats that have been like, yeah, G-Rap was one of my influences. So I was definitely wondering what you had to say about that.
No doubt, man.
But that's what trips me out, because I think more or less any rapper that you can name who's had a significant influence in the game, you can hear at least one of you in them. Like, this is how deep your reach has been.
The proof is in the pudding. They're legendary.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's I've met a lot of amazing people in my lifetime, and I think I've done a lot of amazing things, but I think the one that really just really tripped me out the most, I guess, that had me like wow,
yeah,
was recording all of me with Barry White.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just because it was like thinking that I understand where dude come from. We get up in the studio, and I mean, you know, Barry is mad hood.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Barry is mad hood. And I mean, long story short, we end up sitting in there drinking 40 ounces of OE. I'm drinking 40s with Barry White.
Barry White.
What the fuck?
Yeah. We were at Record One Studio, and the way we recorded it was we did it all at the same time.
Yeah.
He was in one vocal booth, I was in another vocal booth, and the three background singers was in another vocal booth.
Yeah, did it in real time, man.
Yeah, it was just like boom, that's just going crazy at it like that, you know, back and forth. Because we weren't doing them but talking, you know. And we in there with our 40s, like, you know, when he's spitting, I'm like this. When I'm spitting, he like this. That's something weird, like you come back and tell people and they'd be like, You drinking 40s with Barry White? No doubt, Kane.
For those who don't know, he's making it.
Nah, my
right
pops
face.
Was like, my pops was a huge Barry White fan. He was like, tell Kane to tell Barry White I said hello. I was like, wasn't you just telling me to get a real job?
That's true. Miss Shante.
I think for me, it was actually recently. I was at the Sundance Film Festival. We did the Roxanne Shante biopic, which is called Roxanne, Roxanne. And to get the phone call from Pharrell and to get that moment when they say, okay, listen, you know, we're going to take it to the festival, and to sit there in the audience and to sit in the theater and see people outside with signs saying, can we please get 2 tickets to the Roxanne movie, and to see them standing out there in the blizzard. It was surreal to me. It just didn't seem real at that moment. And I'm sitting there in the movie theater and I'm looking up, and then to get that phone call and have it on my watch to look at them bidding for the movie. And I was like, I haven't made a record in 30 years. Is this shit real? Like, crazy. Is this really happening? And then to think of hip hop having an expiration date, especially to me, to look at it now was just incredible. So to have that happen so many years later, to sit back and say, damn, this is what hip hop is doing. Like, okay, this is beautiful. Yeah.
That's what Roxanne Shante did.
When is that coming out?
March. They're doing it in the spring of 2018.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
But then there's talk of a Juice Crew biopic. Is that correct?
Well, we're trying to pull it together now.
Absolutely.
You know, we're working on that. We're trying to pull it together.
We ain't talking to nobody but Spielberg now.
Spike Lee's going to be mad at you for that one, bro.
He don't want, listen, we need some money.
Sean, so your most what the fuck moment?
It still happens. You know what I'm saying? You walking through a shopping store and, you know, you just minding your business and somebody will just go, whoa, legend, you know what I mean? I mean, I got a 7-year-old daughter and she just thinks that the world knows you, Dad. You're famous. He just said MC Shan. You know that, damn. I would have never thought, being from Queensbridge, I'd be sitting in here in London, you know?
I was just getting ready to say that.
You know, smoking a fag out in front of the... You know what I'm saying?
Don't try to twist his words.
But really, though, I still get off planes places and be like, yo, I'm from 4117 2A. A lot of my friends are dead. You know, went the wrong way. And I'm still getting on a plane rapping like a million miles away, it seems. I'm just blessed, man. Yeah. Like, really.
Craig,
like,
be in the middle of Zimbabwe doing a show.
Yeah. Zimbabwe. I did a show in Nairobi. I was emotional. Like, really. Like, it wasn't Ram, but it was like 300 people. But 300 people in Kenya knew who the hell I was.
It's
and
amazing.
I live by the incinerator. on the second floor.
All right, but look, today at the customs joint, the customs agent.
Yes.
Told Kane.
She has an import.
I had over. Your import.
No, wow. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. They pulled us to the side, and she was like, so who are y'all? What kind of band are y'all? And I told her, I was like, the Juice Crew. She said, Big Daddy Kane, and I pointed to you. And she looked over and was like, you know, I have the imports of Raw. I had a summer job, and I bought it.
And then she said.
And then she started calling. She was like, Roxanne, Roxanne. Wow. Yeah, we was all annoyed because they was holding us up, but.
You got to come see the show. It's historical. Yeah, like, no, it's right. Like, if you want some hip hop history, if you have any hip hop in you, you need to come and see the show.
You wanna hear the old classic, The Bridge? Come see the show.
Yay.
But I want you to put that MP3 in your car. Balls over bullshit. So go get that Balls Over Bullshit. Play that shit in your car. But come see the show and hear The Bridge.
Yes. Yes. Yo, we gotta
but
wrap
how
up,
is
though.
It though finally that you guys want to be remembered? Because to me, I do see you as such an important part of what has been carved out to be a multi-billion-dollar worldwide industry, you know, which has birthed even genres in this country like grime and everything. But how is it that you guys want to be remembered individually and as a crew?
I just want to be remembered as a creative artist that brought some good feelings to people through my music, and that I was a contributor to this music in some positive way.
That's Master Ace, by the way. Yeah. It's Craig G.
I just can't wait for the day that not just us, but a lot of artists from my era, like, I can't wait to they're being treated like the Hall & Oates and the Stings of the world.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I, that's that, and not just me. Like, I want to see Run DMC, Public Enemy, do a tour and make the same amount as the Rolling Stones and them would make when they go out.
Thank you.
There's so much great music and energy that was put into this, and for some reason, only with hip-hop is being treated as disposable, and that's terrible.
And also, when you think how many genres have been and gone in the time that hip hop has been standing,
I mean, ain't nobody singing "Do the Macarena" no more. But I still sing "Fight the Power."
I would want to be remembered as a overall writer, not just a rapper, not just a music artist, but a straight up writer in general. You know what I'm saying? And a wordsmith, lyricist. Some people like to, you know what I'm saying, just classify it, you know, because it's hip hop music. Oh, you know, he was a rapper or whatever. Like, nah. Look at the skill set put into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, same credit you give Edgar Allan Poe or any other poet, you know what I'm saying? Like, how they hold their name up to a certain standard. You know what I'm saying? Just the same skill set going to this.
Big Daddy Kane.
I guess I would want to be remembered as, you know, someone that took chances, tried different things to broaden our craft, our culture. That's the way I would like to be remembered. And as a unit, you know, with all of us, I would like for years from now, people to say like, yeah, man, Motown had a great roster. Oh, no, but you know, Stax, man, they had an amazing, hey, man, Juice Crew too.
I think I would like to be remembered as someone who was willing to share the stage with everyone. Someone who was not selfish with fame. Someone who decided to take the fame and wanted to share that same feeling with everyone that was in her crew that came in contact with her. Someone who wanted to see everyone eat. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if they wanted to say something about Roxanne Shanté, I wanted them to say that, you know what, Roxanne Shanté, she was definitely one who wanted to make sure everybody was good.
Yes, you're beautiful, man.
Sharon, what about you?
I want to correct the greatest lie I ever told. Me and Chris never battled. So that lie right there is the biggest lie hip hop ever told. So I want y'all to just wipe that out of your mind.
They never went head to head.
Never, except for the Sprite commercial. Yeah. And that was that. Yeah. So don't let him keep continuing to regurgitate that bullshit lie he be telling.
Yeah, they were talking about it happening again, right? You two.
I don't have no respect for that man no more. I don't even. I'm not going to play in front of the camera like we cool. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no love for him. Not for me. You know what I'm saying? Hip hop is hip hop. You stay in your corner, I stay in mine. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to splurt for the media and just act like, yeah, everything is cool. I just don't rock with him. You know what I'm saying? He's good to do what he do. You know what I'm saying? But you talk too much shit for me.
All right, let's try and end it on a positive note.
Nah, man, nah.
Wait, I wanted to ask you, look. Donald Trump. No, I'm joking. All right,
out of my own curiosity, though, with the symphony, I'm just fascinated to know, like, how long did you guys spend writing those verses?
They did that shit.
It was quick.
Day.
It wasn't even that long.
I didn't get to write
mine. Mine was written already.
Yeah.
Mine was written.
Yeah, I think we spent the most time waiting for G-Rap to shorten his goddamn rhyme.
The hunger.
Waiting for the what? Show up.
Waiting for G-Rap to shorten his goddamn rhyme. Yeah. He had done wrapped up, because this is when we still using 2-inch, and he had done wrapped the whole
tape
reel off the tape.
You know, shout out to that jerk. I don't know who he was from the Unsung that said, yeah, Big Daddy Kane wrote all the rhymes. And I was like, word?
Because that's why you've been acting so funky towards me.
Not at all. Not at all. Because Kane came up with the hook without question. That was all Kane. Listen, I didn't want to go first.
That's how the whole controversy started.
That is true. That nobody wanted
to go first.
Because
I wasn't ready. We came from a photo shoot. And it was like, yo, one more song. And I was like, I seen G-Rap writing feverishly. Like, and I was like, I wrote like 3 different rhymes. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to use this one. And then they was like, yo, hey, so you here? You want to go?
And I wasn't supposed to be on the song. I was just there.
They told us that Ace was being on the song when we got to Marley House.
Yeah.
Well, the night I did Raw, I had him with me. So after we recorded the song, me and G-Rap just freestyled off the beat. Freestyle meaning the old meaning. We spit on the beat, and after Raw came out, Marley started playing it, and people started calling up the BLS requesting it.
Yeah. Mm.
So because of that, Marley said, yo, I need y'all to do the same thing, but on my album. Man, so it's really just supposed to be me and G.
Yeah. You know? Serious? On the symphony?
Yeah. Wow. And then Marley had told me one time, yo, I told Craig, and you know, he wanted to be on the song.
And Craigie just did, I think, Duck Alert.
Yeah.
And I was riding around playing that because I don't even think it was out. It wasn't out, was
nah,
it?
Nah, it wasn't out. Yet.
I had the demo and I was riding around, but I was like, you know, hell yeah, yeah, let's put Craig on. Yeah. But then the day we did the photo shoot for the album, we get back to the crib. Like, we met him at the photo shoot, but then we get back to the crib. Now Marley's saying,
I think I roll with you, Ace.
This is his new artist, and he's going to be on there, too.
Yeah. I roll with Ace. Ace, you had the brown Hyundai.
Wow, man. Yeah.
Even that photo, though, even from the album, I mean, even that alone is iconic to me. Like, I'm just so pleased that we have that snapshot, you know.
So that was the same day Symphony was recorded.
Can I say why I wasn't on Symphony?
Yeah. I did want to know, yeah.
Because I knew Marley's tricks. Marley would say, let's go to the house and make a tape. And next thing, it was on a record. He's done it. He's jerked me. You know what I'm saying? So when he was like, yo, I'm going to make a tape. Let's go make this tape. I'm like, I'll see y'all later. I'm going this way.
Do you regret that, though?
No, I get asked just as much why I wasn't on it as if I was on it. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
The glass is half full.
Well, I'm going to tell you the reason why I wasn't on the symphony is because I did not want to become the girl who was on the symphony, and that's what would have happened. Oh, I would not have become Roxanne Shantae that you see today. And so I knew that was going to be a classic. And that's what they were going to say.
Yeah, but when they on stage doing it, though, I'd be like, yeah, I should be right. I'd be wanting to just pop on after them. Keep that beat going. Just let me get something on there.
So do you think there'd ever be any new Juice Crew material then?
You can never say never, man.
To be honest with you, no matter what music we make, it's all represented as a part of the Juice Crew, whether we ever do new music together again, because that it's not a bad stigma to have on you, because nobody in my crew was trash. Right. So at the end of the day, I'm from the fucking Juice Crew. Yeah,
you fucking
right.
It's always going to be our foundation. Juice Crew is always where it all started at for all of us here.
It was our own hip hop boot camp.
I mean, I know there's people out here who've been waiting 20 something years for the show, so I think it's going to be pretty exciting, and it's just such a beautiful thing that you've all brought it together, man. And to have you all here so much, so thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks,
crew,
thanks for having us.
In the building, the hip hop show, Crew Bar Radio, bitches and bitches, just remember that. Thank you very much, man.
Now I fancy a nap and a spot of tea.
I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through. Listen closely, so your attention's undivided. Many in the past have tried to do what I did. Just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off stronger and longer, even with the drum off. I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river. I got a whole lot to give, so I'ma give up. Little at a time, new trails are blazing. Action is in effect and always stays in. Yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge and I'm planning a jam strong enough that it can lift your soul. I'm the originator and my rhymes are made of gold. Once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. You should've left it alone, just for the record. Let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. This jam is dedicated to all unoptimistics that thought I wasn't coming out with some exquisite rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts of me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? The plug, I heard you in that jam, it is pumping. I apologize. Oh yeah, and can I have your autograph for me and my grandma? That's how I'm living, on surprise mode. Don't even sleep, try not to keep your eyes closed, cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive, cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best
in all rap events. And since I have a car, I call experience. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Cool G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice and my voice is twice as horrifying as Vincent Price. Goes deep till you fell in a spell or asleep. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. When G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the hype that you like to make the people unite. I flip off the hips and zip off lips. Step on reps. You flip and wanna sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have another left. Coming back like I'm avenging my brother's death. Making veterans run for medicine, cause I put out more life in a fight than Con Edison. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill though, solo, cause you're still old. Soft like a pillow, my rap is rougher than Brillo. So fear me, don't dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet ready for war. Your metaphor sucks more than a whore. You can't replace me, ice me or ace me. Face me, face me, slice me or race me. Bite me or taste me, I show you that I got force. My rap burns your mouth like hot sauce. Run for water while I break your tape recorder. Serve the sucker, the order is manslaughter. Another rapper, G-Rap Rex, he's rated X. Demeanor boy is sex. Next, the amplifier gets used and abused. Pump so loud we might blow a fuse. This is anger, madness, ready to hang up. Rapper a singer, I'm putting up my middle finger. Next up, I believe that's me. Big Daddy can't get on a mic for the symphony. Setting it off, letting it off, beginning. Tough till the ending, you never pinning. The move, the groove with the smooth rap lord. Like a bottle of juice, rhymes are being poured down your ear, crisp and clear as I prepare to wear, tear and smear. Then I'm out of here with the mark left that you can all cling. Cause rockin' a party, yo, it's a small thing. I rip many places on regular basis. And broken down mics were the only traces that I've been there and there at the party. The mic had my prints and on it was a body. So take caution, I'm not horsin' around in a throwdown clown. I'm taking yours, son. So just acknowledge the way that I kicked it. Cause if rap was a house, you'd be evicted and dismissed from the microphone. Choking on a bone, cause daddy's home. And battling me is hazardous to health. So put a quarter in your ass cause you played yourself. Like a game in the arcade, you need a far aid. I'm walking the path that a law made. I'll attend and then begin to send a speech to reach and teach. So just say when, so I can let lyrics blast like a bullet. My mouth is the gun, on suckers I pull it. The trigger, your figure, my pocket's getting bigger. Cause when it comes to money, yo, Grant's my nigga. You got the groove, MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move, it's a sabotage. As I take charge, go large. Cause goddamn, I'm living large like a giant. You're nothing but a midget, a small digit. You ain't with it, forget it, quit it. I reign superior, always taking care of ya. No frill rappers, you will evaporate. Disintegrate, deflate to your fate. As the great will dominate, straight to the state of reigning, gaining. So put gaining, that category, period, in the story.
Not in my book, you supposed to keep on going to the end of the record. I still hear beats, what's that I hear? No microphone no more, because y'all tear it up when y'all get it. I said to do a little something to the beach go.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G for the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G rapping the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxanne Shantae, please believe it, from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
Radio.
The hip-hop show.
The hip-hop show with my homegirl Sarah Love.
Mice
and my boy Mice Digger. You heard?
Yay!
Yeah, they did not rehearse that. You can hear they didn't rehearse it, but that's the beauty of that shit right there. That, indeed, mother lovers.
That was kind of incredible. Yes, we were just talking to the Juice Crew. They've been on tour in Europe with this Juice Crew reunion show. If you are in Manchester tonight, definitely go out and check that show out. If you missed any of that interview, that was just pure gems galore in there, man. That was a proper schooling from certified legends. Certified. So if you missed that, you need to hit up foobarradio.com/shows/hiphop. And you know, every week, Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., we take care of you right here with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We want to shout out all you mother lovers that have been retweeting, liking, and sharing the knowledge out here. Shout out to Mersey. Dirt Von Gutt, Hakim Ala,
Pitch 92, Simon SRL, mm-hmm. Martin Smith locked into the show.
Shout out to Lee, Paul Thrussell,
Lewis Walker, Boba Fett.
Easy, Boba Fett. Shout out, man, Andy Monty.
Noel locked into the show. Michael Street.
Yes, yeah, shout out to the Hip Hop Chip Shop. I could be Michael Saint. Hashtag just saying, yeah?
Yeah.
Shout out to the Hip Hop Chip Shop, man. You lot smacked it as well on Saturday. They had B-Real and Chuck D down there with a whole bunch of other legends. Skinny Man, I see Rodney P up in there. Q-Rock. And shout out to our brother G-Bag, always locked in, man.
Yes, and WW Regs as well. I am Sickle. He says, I definitely want one of those Juice Crew tees. Yeah, hit up the Twitter, the FUBAR Twitter. Twitter.com/FUBAR Radio and check out this official Juice Crew tour. A reunion tour t-shirt, and I'm sure you can find yours if you're lucky.
And I tell you what, it feels like, you know, it's weird, it's come full circle 30 years later, but it feels like the beginning of something, you know, immense about to happen with what they're doing, bringing the Juice Crew together and now touring it. I'm sure they're going to be touring the States with this stuff and then carry on. I'm sure we're going to get them back again. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and hashtag just saying, you know, big up to Mice when LL Cool J was commenting on Mice's Instagram post about how happy he was to see the picture of Juice Crew all together here crazy. At FUBAR Radio. So, you know, go on, what were you going
to
say, Mice?
I know we're not doing an investigation today, but Mice does investigate this week, though, one thing.
Yeah.
Well, what it is, so, you know, we were down at the Juice Crew performance on Friday mm-hmm. at Kentish Town. Ooh. It was beautiful. So good to see so many different people. And the crowd was all, you know, on a level. Everybody was all not hype where don't step on my shoes hype. It more hype like, rah, this is amazing. You know what I mean? All the performances were crazy. But Mice investigates. DJ Sarah Love, how was it when you heard this?
I want to take an honest to a few incredible DJs in the building. First of all, I want to shout out my homegirl, DJ Sarah Love, in the building.
How did that feel? I'm filming this shit. I was like, yo, this is amazing. What's he going to say? Next minute, well, you heard it there. How did that feel, Sarah Love? You got Big Daddy Kane shouting you out in front of 4,000 people like that. Everyone making noise. What was that like?
Oh, my God. You just embarrassed me tight. I wanted to, like, curl up and hide. I was like, I'm not worthy. Oh, my God.
No, that's love right there. That's how you know you're doing the right thing, man. When you got a cornerstone. Like we say, that Mount Rushmore. We spoke to Cool G Rap about that. Yeah. Months ago, about that Mount Rushmore, G Rap, who else is it? Rakim,
yeah.
KRS-One,
yeah.
Big Daddy Kane. You had one of those faces on Hip Hop's Mount Rushmore.
Oh my God.
Shout you out. How the fuck did that feel?
Look, my heart is racing right now, hearing back to that. The amount of people who text me that evening were like, oh my God, check this out. And sent me like a clip of it. I was like, oh
that
my
must
God.
Have been crazy,
yeah, because I didn't have it on video. So I was just like,
wow. Oh, did you have it on video?
No, I did.
Oh, you did it? Well, there you go. We got audio, video, whatever you need, baby. You know what I'm saying? You got whatever you need out here. It's the Hip Hop Show. But yo,
Incredible. We
still got more to come for you, mother lovers.
Yes.
Obviously, if you didn't catch the whole interview, you can listen back to it. FUBARradio.com/shows/hip-hop. But right about now, we got to get into a track before we bring in our guests for the open mic, mother lovers.
And before the open mic, we have some special guests, Triple V, straight out of Nottingham. We're going to be talking to them about their brand new project.
Yep.
This is Hip Hop. This is a certified classic joint for you. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice D.
Let's do it.
Yo, G-Rap, since we didn't make no records in a long time, why don't you show these rap sack suckers what kind of rhymes you got? Money? Deadly rhymes, here's the solution. Smoking so bad, I'm a cause of pollution. With satisfaction, bad assassin, fatal attraction. Drop into an improper fraction. Ill insanity, feel like Amityville. Horror is I wipe out humanity. We'll leave a path for track of 12 to trace. But when you're staring inside of a mirror, you see my face and I'll terrify. So don't ever try to shake or bake or flake, cause I never fry. Letters together, slides and fries, clever than ever. Till the ducks write rhymes with feathers. Needed no needles are needed to inject this dope. Cause I'm a death witch, not even Bob Hope. Rhymes are rugged, so flooded, cold blooded. You ain't better, your brother, so don't shut it. Here to perform, having a brainstorm, make a rainform. How rap groups run to keep the name warm. Putting heads to Betty Bob like Freddy, so get ready. Cause I'ma get crazy on the crazy Eddie. I'm alone with my tone, it's
cartoon. Develop pictures in your brain like a dark room. Rapids are captured and tortured with rapture. In 3D, it's a G coming at ya. Words on my rap, who's surprising like Cracker Jacks. Dig on my Sugar Smacks and bite on my Apple Jacks. Brother, sister, this is a mister. My style is complicated, patterns like a twister. Goals, my shadow grows when I walk slow. Nerves are scared to be heard, so they talk low. But I've been urging to drill in your brain like a surgeon. Rhymes are dipping and busting you up like a virgin. More competitors, change the challenger. You need to talk to a mic with a silencer. My defeat is like a mission impossible. My brain is unexplained, not logical. Tip for a passing pay to assassinate. Busting your ass so fast it'll fascinate. You try to duplicate to get up to date. Can't wait to be my $10 paper made. The innovator with greater data, deeper than a crater. Of course, below's the force of the crossfader. The rage is on, my rhymes are airborne. Stage is torn and wrecked, my murdering gears on. Moving ahead, never back, it's not a buzz yet. Nothing is said, it's dead, heads are dead. Two-rap managing styles, taking all the advantages. Putting sucker rap advantages. I got a plot so hot, it'll tan. I might be cool, but I'm far from a fan. Letting you know how it is in showbiz. Give me a prince, and I'ma show you what G is. Bright ass Einstein, brighter than sunshine. Rhymes will intoxicate like moonshine. Total disaster, the broadcast, the master blast. The ass, the tempo, go faster. Spark shoot out from the mic when a rhyme ignites. All types of words are right, put in flight. Rappers evaporate the vapor. I drop science on paper, and then build a skyscraper. When I die, scientists will preserve my brain. Donated to science to answer the unexplained. But as long as I inhale and exhale, I challenge the next female or the next male. What you hear in your ears soon appears to be clear. Consider me fear, cause I fear ideas that sticks to the mix. More tricks than a 666, so you better grab the crucifix.
Make that work.
Overload, inner records I make explode in every zip code. Definitely deaf, the five fingers of death. Dr. Butcher, Polo's the chef, and I'm the waiter, cause I serve imitators who try to duplicate like an emulator. Trying to get paid, copying a name brand. If I was Gucci, then you would be Dr. Vance. Now hear the diaper, cause I'm a sniper. You wanna get hyper? Prepare for hyperspace and just flow with the pace and fall in place. Just beat up the pace, no time to waste. Just enter the place to see the entertainer. My rhymes keep me fresh like a container. Some rappers said, my rap is dead. Shake your head to my face like a face head. Still be bloodshed in the meat shop. Throws your beef, get sliced in the pork chops. Until your fork stops, stabbing my rhymes. From the latest and the greatest of four times. Sleep while you knock Z's, I'm a clock G's. Freeze rap heroes below 0 degrees. Rhymes like T's, with these enemies. They want a PG, like the PG's. Not rated PG, we break necks like sex, rated XXX. Yes, Dr. Butcher, if you I recommend. DJ Polo, let the record spin. On paper, listen, cause I'm building a skyscraper for a strong foundation of wheels of steel. Not a wheel to wheel, but the real deal. Follower is the crossfader, he's a break layer. In a record player, turns like the Himalaya. Dr. Butcher supplies the cement. And the rest that I invent is a blueprint. While I'm using my mind to make a design, Polo puts up the man at work sign. Yeah, we still building, making a skeleton. One of the sucker MCs just sell again. So take caution, if you wanna know the truth, I'ma elevate you up to the roof. Listen to the sound. Don't tear us down, cause you're far from the ground. Now you're impressed, cause words I manifest takes you more higher, this ass of Budapest. Hard as concrete, the building's complete. Yo, Molly Mall, let's stop the breakbeat.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Cool G Rap, DJ Polo, Men at Work, 1989 with that joint.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying? That was just kind of bananas. Of course, we were talking this week to the Juice Crew. If you missed any of that interview, hit up the website and listen back. It's myself, Sarah Law.
And myself, Digman Freud, your local doctor.
And we're joined by some of my favourite accents in the UK.
Don't know about them as people, but their accents are amazing. Yeah.
What is good?
Hello. Yeah, exactly. That was some Eastern European accent. We got Triple V in the building, bro.
What's happening?
Introduce yourselves, man. Let you people know who's who.
Because some people don't know don't know anything about Triple V. It's brand new, fresh out the blocks. Who is Triple V?
Well, I'm Vandal Savage, aka Vandal Voorhees.
I'm Juggernaut Jugsy Malone, aka Venkman for the Triple V boys. And
I'm Grand Imperial Capo, Nottingham City Zone, Imperial Condor.
flying high.
Fly bros. Too much jokes, man.
And you guys are all, like, you know, respected and known in your own rights as well. But why have you come together to make this group Triple V?
Because it was good to do.
I don't know. We all came together because we're all like-minded individuals from the city, and you know, it's, I don't know, what do you think?
Whose idea was it?
It wasn't really an idea, it just happened naturally, kind of thing. We just, you know, we knew each other, we was kicking it, and we were just like, oh yeah, let's make some music, kind of thing, and
yeah,
one thing leads to another.
We all, also, I had 17.5 spiritual lyrical miracles I had in the stockade, and these two had exactly the same. So when combined,
the mathematics,
we had close to 100 spiritual lyrical miracles to flip flows on. So we thought we combined and make it into a super group of
sorts. Some hard beats.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then here we go.
How did the name Triple V come up? Because there's only one V in you lot's name.
Well, Vandal.
Well, yeah, I'm Laurie Vandal Savage, a.k.a. Vandal Voorhees, so that's it's a big thing from the film, so, you know, we're all big film buffs, so...
So we, and then I was like, I had this joke, I kept saying Zool, Zool's from Ghostbusters, right? I said Zool, and then I started calling him Vigo, which is from Ghostbusters 2, so that's Vigo, and then I took Venkman, which is of Ghostbusters 1, and it turned into Triple V.
Okay, because you know what, I was just asking, you're showing me the album now, Capo just gave me a copy of the album, and... In on the inlay it says Vigo Venkman
Voorhees,
so that's where that comes from, right?
But it's like people say VVV, but it's Triple V. But there's no like with most people now, it's like a product, everything has to be behind it, but we just put it together, it worked naturally, and we've got we know some people that have got a film company called Visions VVV, so we just went from there, took that, moved with it, and then you know we've got, we put it together. It's fun. It's all fun.
Now, you can hear that, I think, in the music as well. Like, it feels very, like, relaxed and,
natural.
You know, it's hardcore and it's gritty, but it's, like, it feels organic.
Yeah,
like,
it's
not like you're trying too hard.
It's not forced. Who's on the production?
Everyone. All of us. Hella Whack, the Moving Slaws. You know, there's a few producers on it.
Hella
Whack. Most of the beats produced by HellaWhackBeats.com.
Yeah, and some of us was all of us had a hand in it. All of us had a hand in it. We're all multi-talented behind
Let's take the chef over there, boy. He's like, cook up whatever you need. You follow Juggernaut on Instagram, boy. You be dribbling on your phone, bro. I was there dribbling like, shit, I got the munchies looking.
I was cooking last night as well. It was a Lauryn Hill Miseducation listening party, and I did some food with it. So.
So you didn't bring us no takeaway.
You know what?
Don't even bother coming back to food bar unless you got a takeaway bag.
Unless you can turn it into food bar.
I'm going running with that.
No, but you've been busy not long ago either, because you had a project out recently too. I really liked the video. Capo.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, it was called Dramatic Change of Fortune, and it was a project that was really close to my heart, like different from other projects, but the way that I've like described it before is like it was important for cathartic reasons, and when I brought it out, I was looking for labels for a long time. I was looking for a way to release it that would have been safe, almost as if like when you have a child and you need to put them into the right school. That's what I was trying to find, the best place to release it. Kind of worked out with Jest on YNR, you know. But music is very, like, the last couple of projects very close to my heart. So it's the same with the Triple V stuff, really. Like, Triple V, although, like, we have fun, we have lots of fun. But, like, the music behind it is really ill as well. Like, it's mega dope.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. But how does it differ for you? Like, because I've known you mostly as a solo entity. You know, but like compared to being a group. And that's what I also like about Triple V, because there ain't really many groups around these days. Like, look, in any of, you know, whether that's US, UK, hip hop, anything, there's not many people who are really down with putting a group together.
Well, I think also, like, it's it's hard as an artist because you don't, without sounding like egotistical or whatever, but it's just like with other friends and stuff, we've become very, very close. I've known Vandal for a long time, since I was a kid, through family and different things, and it's like, it's good to have a group of people that knows exactly how you feel and think and what you're doing and what you're going through in everyday life. So, and that's just how it's come about. That's why the fun's in there, but also we'll wrap our head off and go all the way, you know what I mean? It's,
we definitely have that connection, don't we?
Yeah, definitely, man.
A lot of the time when I do music on my own, it can be almost after a while, it's forced, it's too mechanical. But when we're together, it's like fluid and it's much more energetic and there's a lot
it's
more
just
human.
The system that flows in it. It's like you can put a beat on and someone will say one thing and next minute it's like, oh, let's run with that.
We just went with it rather than saying, this is the hook, this is this, this is, and like, it's so tiring. So we just said, this is for the lads and had some fun.
So what's the hip hop scene in Not Saying right now?
Yeah, it's good, man.
It's good, man. It's happening. It's thriving. There's lots of different artists happening. There's lots of different events happening. So it's a thriving scene right now in Nottingham, the hip hop scene.
Yeah, like I said before, big up Joe Buddha and Can't Stop, Won't Stop. People like that have kept it going. And you know, there's a lot of people there that are doing things. A lot of younger people coming up. It's a big student town now, so there's more of an audience and that kind of thing. So
it's even bigger now as a student town than it was before. Because I remember years ago it was
still a party town as well. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, but it's good
because it's crazy, like the amount of hip hop history that's come out of Nottingham, really.
Always. Yeah,
yeah, we were talking about that before, about the history that Nottingham has with and it's interesting as well. What I like about it is that because you guys obviously further up than we are, we're down here down south, but you guys, you know, up further up north from where you are and below, people really appreciate it and they can understand it. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely. I think it's making a big difference now where you're from, because even in the States now, there's so much UK influence. So it's you're hearing it, you're seeing it, and like 100%. Down to fashion and everything. So even in the country, it's like, right, let's search for something different. And we, like we said, with the accent and like you were saying, syllable wise and everything, it just really fits with the music.
So, and the videos you lot are putting out as well, man.
Stupid,
he's the mastermind ridiculous. Behind all that shit.
That's Starboard Costa Nolan.
That's Starboard Costa Nolan from the Visions team. Yeah. Triple Visions. So
he's a psycho, man. Last time I seen him, he tried to kill me. So,
so you're like, you're hired.
You're on the cutting room floor. We had to tape it back together.
Yeah.
He got serious.
He cut me out of the video completely. And then we had to splice me back in. So.
Okay. Right. Yeah. It's not even sound like he's joking as well. To us, it sounds like, right, this is an inside joke. But
shout out Stobber Costa Nolan. He's a dangerous guy.
So stay on the good side of him. But like, who are you guys' influences then? I mean, whether that's not home territory or you know, US cats, like who is it really that you lot have listened to? Because your sound, there's a lot of different sounds going on in this Triple V project, I feel.
Yeah, I would say I'd get influenced by a lot of things, but if we say what we were listening to on the way here, is probably one of the main artists that I really respect at the moment is Quentin Miller. Just for putting flows together, he's crazy for putting flows together, and and the context, the backstory of his career is really interesting to me. But I was also listening to a rapper called Bones as well.
Yeah, Xavier Wolf and Bones.
Xavier Wolf and Bones.
And their like underground following is like a next level in the States. Crazy. They don't need anyone. They
just tour. They just put shows on, and it's just the way they
sell out. And like, it's not, they're not pandering to anything anymore. And it's like, also we just went with it. Like, we're so, like, especially in the UK, you tape it into one sound, has to be just boom bap or it's just tiring, man. And like, we just thought, let's just do what we want to do, whatever sounds good, whatever we make,
if we like it, let's do it.
To a lot like a diverse.
I honestly feel like it's not as bad as that anymore. Like, I think as long as the music is quality, if you're doing more contemporary style stuff, like you for what you do, for example, you know what I mean, I think people don't necessarily look at it as, oh, he's trying to do this or he's trying to do that, because it sounds natural. When you put it out and it's like, yo, I enjoy this.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Like, look, Abby, we got sent some shit today for, you know, open mic submission or whatever.
Yeah.
I click all four and I was like, rad, that's Future.
Yeah.
That's J. Cole.
Yeah.
race rumor. You know, I could hear that these guys are not being themselves. They're more like Meek Mill flow, but with an English accent. And then it's like, yeah, but everything you're saying could easily be repeated by them guys. So to me, it's unfortunate now that we're in a state where people don't even, that seems to not matter. But I think it's still good when guys like yourself, you obviously know the tradition. You know what's real, what's not.
Yeah, man.
But that's, at the same time, you know that that style of music is fun, and this is, if I was to do it, this is how I would do it, as me, not me trying to be Ray Sremmel or trying to be blah blah blah. So I think that's a big difference. And I also feel I also feel that people aren't as bothered about whether it's like boom bap or
I agree with you. I think people are more open minded now to different kinds of kinds of sound sort thing, of thing, as long as it's fresh
quality, man. That's all that matters,
the quality, and like all of us together collectively complete students of the game. Complete, we love hip hop and we love lyricism and everything that goes into it, the production,
you can
everything.
Hear it,
and
as
you
well.
Can hear exactly
when you can, when you hear it, no matter what type of beat it is, if you can rap and you really know what you're doing, it comes out and it shines. Bam. That's the thing, that's the difference. If you know your history, like the Juice Crew, we all know all them guys, we know the back catalogue, they're the complete legends of what we do. So do you know what I mean? We've studied that through and through. So
yes,
you know
what I mean? We're just that's talking about what is the bridge, like the bridge.
That production.
When you would have heard that for the first time, you would have flipped. Like, because it's, so it's like a wall of sound.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So, and I just feel like even the production on those records, people don't even recognize that on the same level. Yeah, yeah. Where it should be put on a Phil Spector kind of, you know, George Martin type.
Who else was doing that? Just putting that sound in there, it changes everything.
And we didn't get a chance to ask them about this, but I have seen an interview with Sham where he was talking about being in the studio with Marley Marl and how he was using the Roland sampler, but live triggering from a keyboard onto the tape, onto the final recording. And that's also why I think some of those records still sound so ill, because you still got that human element, and you've got the rawness of analog.
Quantized
too.
And everything that analog is.
I don't want robot music, you know. Nah. But that's why I think I can feel there's a lot of soul in the Triple V project. But I think you guys are gonna perform something for us.
Yes, please. Yeah.
You think so?
I was just making sure you're going to give us the right answer.
Come, let's get into it, man. Yeah. Time is of the essence.
And so this track, Anguish Gang,
yeah, man.
So you guys ready to rock?
Anguish Gang.
So we're in the studio here at Triple V. This is Fubar Radio. Let's go.
That's the maestro, Sarah Love.
Shut up, Fubar Radio.
Listen, give me all you got!
Because I got a whole lot of my angst. I preserve it because I need it. It keeps me sharp on the edge where I gotta be.
Cool blood in my veins, diesel off the chain, one off logo on the snap, flew beyond your grasp like I'm Harvey Oswald on the grass.
Yes.
Tracks of JFK, independent graph, now we elevate. Plaques of vinyl hung up off the wall of my own resource. Of my own accord, going like it's MJ off the wall. Shock and awe, this is for them starving dinosaurs, verbal carnivores, and I'm T-Rex on the track. Silence with the rap, class in session, teach them how to act. Pyrex with the rap, reaching for that 100 grand or more. Custom marble floor, ODB, she loved that when it's raw. This is art of war, flying like I'm Crash Bandicoot. 100 proof when I bang the boot, selling 20 vinyls out the box, then I slam the boot. I'm a dime. Triple vision rule. Industry we been with this thing of ours.
Zool, Voorhees, scorched beats, call me raw grease. Your talk's cheap, car boots where you all sleep. Jackets all sheep, shirt with the horsey, your horsey's. Oh Lord geez, you shouldn't have forced me. I ain't playing the games, I said it already, sustain in your lane. I stay at the lake, I walk when I chase, machete to sever your face. This is the time of your fate. Huh? Avant-garde vision like a Panama prison. Talk slick, you'll be in an abattoir chilling. I should have been a number to the feds, a better off dead. Now I feel like Mitch in the saw with the roof missing. Bucket hot, low blowing smoke. You rappers are like gazelles in the jungle when the lion's on them. How you gonna say you're cooling and the fire's on them? I know why they mad, man. They just mad cause we styling on them. Styling on them, plus the gallons on me. I got the eagle chest piece with the talons on me. You dynamite Napoleon in the chicken coop.
I got a chick in the coop, sipping chicken soup. Light the stogie, bite the hoagie, fight jabroni. Tribe Jarobi, wearing Nikes, hike the Gobi. In the desert, we ain't pleasant. Bite the pheasant, hide the present. Decide who will die for seven. You hold your fear behind your gangster ways. I hold the beer, the crowd cheer. Rip the stage, getting fans for days. Find me down with the palm leaf. I'm in Palm Beach, while a Palmer arse that's in arm's reach. Palmer's on the legs of a king. Scrambled eggs is my thing. Silk pajamas while I dance with a swing. Just do, I don't ask for favours. Forget the weather. They always mention that first when they ask for paper. See you later, guys.
Bite the pheasant, you
know. All right, so what?
Yeah. You spin the feathers out after, boys. Like.
Bite the pheasant. Or the quail.
I
who produced that one?
I'm in the dark here.
That was me.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Well, shout out Hella Whack Beats.
I'm in the dark.
Looking over the whole project, man. There's so many people. If you listen to the outro of the album, number 17, you'll hear every shout out to everyone that was involved.
All the shout outs, all the sponsors are on there. Thank you.
Yeah. Hella shout outs.
That's beautiful. So the album's out now.
Yeah, it's Triple V, so VVV, Bozo Boys, and that's with a Z. And you can get it from juggernaut.bandcamp.com. So that's juggernaut.bandcamp.com. And it's on all your streaming services and all that malarkey.
That's so fucking beautiful, man.
You with me? You get me? Tell it from Shelley.
Yo, so you lot are sticking around for the open mic, right? You can't just come and gone like that.
You can't do us like that. I need to hear more of this Knots accent.
Well, okay then. Well, okay.
Looks great.
That's what we like.
Looks great.
Triple V, thank you so much, guys, for coming through to the show and kicking that live for us. And yeah, looking forward to you rip it next on the open mic. We have the other MCs in the house as well. We're about to get into this. Shouts out to Tim Joshua, locked into the show, Rob Clark, Miss Register, Paul Ellis, James Stagg. Remember, you can hit us up as well, hiphop@foodbarradio.com, and get in touch, because this show is all about you guys. And it's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. I'm no longer Maestro, by the way, just in case you didn't know. I like to say
Mice Diggy.
I even mess up sometimes as well.
That's all good, man. You know, I might give you the evil eye, but I don't mean it. 2 minutes later, I'm cool.
But this is hip hop. It's Foo Bar Radio. Open mic coming up next.
Yep. Foo Bar Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Now it's time for my favourite part of the show. It's Danny Ward with the weather.
Mark, were you talking about me with the plastic bag thing?
Yeah, that was Danny.
What?
Yeah.
Doesn't buy the plastic bag.
Is that you? Yeah. Why did you tell us? He's on the show.
You steal plastic bags?
What about the environment?
Not stealing. You can charge 5p for a bag,
yeah.
Or you can have self-service checkout. You can't have both. that's my feeling.
Every Tuesday, Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 PM, Foo Bar Radio.
That's right, Foo Bar Radio. You see politics going on in the background. It's all crazy what's happening here in the studio. But we are alive on the radio still. It's myself, Sarah Love.
Myself, Mice Diggy, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. And we are live and direct right here, the hip hop show, Foo Bar Radio.
And every week we bring you a gig guide, but there's only one party that you need to know about this week. Well, there is Juice Crew tonight in Manchester, so yeah, make sure you get out to that.
You can make it there tonight, but there's only one gig we can guide you. That's this Thursday.
Yes, it's called The Root, and this is organised by Rodney P. You're going to have performances from DJ Supreme, London Posse, MC Mello. Oh my goodness, Daddy Skits is going to be up there.
That's right.
You've got Sammy B-Size, DJ Devastate, Barry Ashworth on the turntables.
Billy Business.
Yes. 279, who murdered it the other night at the Juice Crew show as well. Mr. Thing and...
DJ Sarah Love.
Thank you.
Did I do that right?
Yeah, that's DJ Sarah Love.
And if y'all really want to get on down there, you know what I'm saying? MCs on the night are going to be Shawnee T, Inja, Rodney P and Big Ted. Look, I'm going to be down there. So if you see a shiny forehead, just remember... It blings, but it never stings. Hey,
so yes, Brixton Jam is where The Root is happening as
well.
That's
right.
This Thursday.
What's the date this Thursday, man?
It's the 16th of November. Thursday, come down. That is the place to be if you're in London town. But right now, we're about to get into the open mic. So, guys, hi. You know, you're on the radio, yeah. So, let's welcome to the studio.
Yes, man. What's going on? We got Talk Lazy Eyes. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Welcome back, man. Good to have you lot back here.
Thank you very much.
You got an album out right now, is that right?
It's not out right yet. No, I've got a solo project out. He's got a solo project out. The album's all recorded. It's just getting mixed and mastered right now, which is a longer process than we thought it would be.
Yeah, you know how that goes. You know what I respect as well? I really respect that you didn't say, yeah, it should be out.
No release date yet. We're dropping a couple more videos. We've got something coming out on Section Red real soon, which is going to be real nice. And then after that, we're going to announce when the album's coming. So
your solo projects, what are they?
I had an EP called Lazy Zilla.
I had one called Perspective a little while back, but I've moved on a bit since then. I don't tell people to listen to that one, you know.
Is that the development thing, innit?
Absolutely. The one to look out for is the Pupils of the Clock album by Us Two Together called Timeless. That'll be coming out before Christmas, guaranteed.
Pupils of the Clock.
Speaking to the front of the microphone, because everyone wants to hear every word you have to say, especially when you're spitting, yeah.
Right, okay. So we're Pupils of the Clock, Tok and Lazy Eyes. Our album coming out soon is called Timeless. Keep an eye out for it. It will be out before Christmas, and I can say that because I am the one mastering it, and I have heard it so many times.
Are you mastering your own shit, yeah?
Well, it's me and another guy. I've got this guy called Freeman, who is literally the Rain Man of mastering.
Sounds like a relationship. Does he know Giles Freeman, by the way?
I don't know, man, but he's a free man. He's a free man. Yes.
Does he get a lot of shit for free?
Yeah, man. And he's giving me mastering for free, so he's a G-man as well.
He's not
a
free man.
That's definitely not. If he's giving it to you for free, there's something going wrong there. Anyway, let's get into this open fucking mic. I feel like it's going to be a colossal one, boy.
Me too.
We got some dangerous MCs. Who we got on the beat, DJ Sarah-Love?
So this week on the beat, we have The Eccentrics on the mic. We've got Tok in the studio, Lazy Eyes, Triple V. He's still here to represent.
Yes. Capo, Vandal.
Yes, are you guys Juggernaut. Ready to roll?
Who's going to set it off? We're going to go bam, 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 like this, yeah?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Set it off. You want to back each other up, it's all good. Don't be afraid to grab the mic and just do your thing, yeah? Let's get into this.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Who you said was on the beat, Sarah Love?
So this week on the beat, we have feature producer The Eccentrics. Mm. It's an open mic. This is Fubar Radio.
Randall, you set it off. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yo.
You see where the tempo's at? All right. Yo. Come we go.
Yo. Life from the cabin, let's start slashing. Everything's immaculate, all red forces like I stepped out of Massacre. Fabergé savage, handcrafted vernacular, wrapping these whack rappers up. Tony Jar under a car, flip through the glass. You're not in the class, kicking that jazz they can't match. With this mic, I'm amazing. Book 50, displacing your facial in the rawest nature with this corded razor. Smoking Marley, me and Parky in the back of the party. It's rad and it's gnarly, my faculties are army. Ring the alarm, I'm armed with a mic that's a bomb. Lung detonation and I'm setting it off. Take extreme measures for these weathers. Release pressures on MCs who wanna plead better. They need checking, yo. Looking like sire at the gate in the face. Betrayer be slain, I don't know what they say to be safe. Savage.
Pretty loose kitty, but the bar's tight. Looking like a right hook, glassed in a bar fight. Carved my nafars, your past passing by far side. That's a far side, futuristic half-life. Choose your cards right, master, come and ride with me. Don't talk loud, cause my sound run violently. So no silence in this gunplay, wildin'. That's dove state of mind, pissed up, freestyling. Blunt, quick timing, fist clenched, say something. They made nothing, bitch, fame, face-hugging. Switchblade placed under the chin, mumble your rap. Fuck it, if ain't saving the wind, fumbling fast. I ain't bluffing when I'm aiming my pea shoot to the sky. Scuffing up my reasons to breathe, move it aside.
Jeez, Juggernaut, right. What you saying?
Juggernaut, yo.
Yo, greet me when you meet me on the script. Cash on the hip, off the rip to scale shit. Picture mail, slick talk, WhatsApp movement. Double tick, blue flip, Rick Rubin. Run through, gun shoot, jump in the Uber. Pump in the Ruba, rumps in the Ruba. Lumpfish beluga, sushi on the move, she a mover. Subaru, Crusade, tuna. Shed a tear, Salt Lake, sobbing in your woes. I'm probably the best possibility you rose. You squabbling with girls, I'm gardening with tools. You following the rules, four commas for the jewels. Ralphie on the clothes. Rock shows like a Black Panther. Take a backseat, hell no, fuck cancer. No is my answer from now till forever. I'm showering the set and devouring the cheddar. PUK hip hop, dusty footboys. Jay Dilla rapped about chains and trucks, boy. He was a god on the MPC.
You just a snub with the MPC. I'ma sit here and sample this MP3 and reminisce about music on MTV. Don't ever say you real hip-hop to me. I'm a shooter of the culture when the honors agree. You a following fool with your fortune in your father's account. I fart better than your album will sound. Stay grounded with my belly rounded. Watch belly with the telly sound down. Perry Ellis is the punt ablin. Stay clowning in the jet lounge, listening to Jet Lounge, Tom Hanks on the fountain. The terminal's lit, I'm permanently out here. Voucher coat king and the sofa's all mohair.
Yeah, I'm back with a blank canvas and paradigmatic passion for paradoxical madness in anticlimactic fashion. I'm breaking free from the sadness. I was taking happiness for granted, but the grass is not greener on the other side. I was getting leaner, not eating, just dreaming for another mind. But then I saw my mother cry and I realized that even if I get another life, it ain't this one. No plain sailing, I'm swimming cause my ship sunk. No game plaguing, this pain ain't fiction. I hit checkmate and I tame the addiction. So this next tape aims to change your predictions. I'm back to documenting talks dimension. I never stop ascending from the popular pretensions. I'm not pretending, I'm hiding fire that's too hot to mention, but still respire with the honesty that got me venting. So when I flatline, I know that I can quote a sentence, an open question into broken souls with no defences, and let them relish in the sentiments of every penny, and still feel the same as that day cause I know I meant it. Till then, I'll stay reflecting on my desk chair, laid back picking crisp crumbs out my chest hair, spinning messages in bottles for my next dare, while the truth's glued to the clock with a death stare.
9-5 Timberland Ray Mac, black skinnies black out, throw up like I'm dusting it rain man. Rappers caught up in a jet lag, can't shake it off, I stay caffeine, Starbucks the grand, music my jai, I'm a mixed bag, rolling through the years, never change like I'm Esco, rolling through the years, never age like I'm Pharrell, horse on the lapel, watching rock bells like I'm LL, school shape similar to LA, Reed got these MCs giving me a headache, please all your MCs screaming out, woe is me, I have no time for that, misery guts, you die slow, I move quick with these birds of a feather, till I verbal kin vanish, then I'm gone till forever plus a day, make monies in 100 different ways, I'm still creating till I'm underneath the pavement, see with your hands outstretched looking for a reply, begging for a chance, you don't even get to 5, yeah, they tell me how you gonna reach the treetops, but I'm not really aiming for the skies, but why, I am devout to this underground cause I could not live without, I am like the brown sauce on your bacon egg wrap, I am like the food source you could never produce.
Jeez, yo,
say it bad though.
Yo,
it's crazy, right?
Yo,
Food Bar Radio, the hip hop show. Come, we go.
Yo. It's like my mind skips. I might just kick some shit straight off the mind quick.
Why?
Triple V, Bows and Boys, it's in stores. What do you want, fam? You want more? Yo, we got it all, the courtroom room floor. Yo, the CD's so cracky, so raw. I'm here with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. Yeah, I do my diggy, do my thing, but yo, you can't fuck with me. The cap knocks the city. You can't even fuck with me, fam. You can't with me. Yo, I'm rocking mics and I do it nice, fam. They nothing shit, like man alike.
I said, fuck it, I don't wanna complain. Bun up again, stop bugging like nothing has changed. Love in the rain, straight fucking street hustle for change. Custy, yeah, like bring back my brother for days. Fucking insane how you take that. Fake chaps get no love. Popo told to hold those drugs and get your home thrown up. Corrupt, no FM. Raid house to press them. Depressed, stress, acted the best at the West End. My chest flexed to hold it. Rest act like all blessed. Not all blessed. My boys behind the loose halls can't talk less. See them on the beat, more thoughts caught in the vortex. Form storms a walk, fourth form in a fourth head. Cause your pores to ignore water like Gore-Tex. Pour off and pause, tears warm, mourning the corners. What more then? Force their head seems awkward and cold. Hey, government's a bull lake. I'm cruel in making more love. Worlds pour out of me like fountains in the drowning sea. You're doubting ain't clouding the proud amount we about to seek. Boundaries, my sound release, the rowdiest are squared up. Breast tough, looking for a fair game of where's love. Stay scared of wear what they give to you. Rep their image of their supreme being, pay for their revenues. Say that you're pressing true, but stressing over petty moves. Like whose dude's hoodie looks better when the weather's blue. Crescent moon, you're falling complete. Sinking deeper in depression whilst you're thinking what he thinks of me. Mr. Beats, daydreaming of the living fees. Mr. Clean thinks it's good cause it isn't cheap. Drifting free while you're posting it on Instagram. Vision of the modern day hippie in his hipster van. Listen man, nothing social about the written plan to disengage gauge the rhythm of the system sitting in your hand.
Walking Messiah for the people, the heroes. Pesci and De Niro, tombs of the pharaohs. Ruby on the chain, main vein, squeeze a name. Release the pain, pour the grease in, decrease the flame. Fry the snapper, high five to the livest rapper. Write and conquer, mix down, divide the master. Wipe the sweat with the flannel, good food channel. Dapper Dan, Louis suit with the blue panel. People want to posture cause they see me as an alpha male. Sometimes the heart stays strong but the mouth will fail. Telltales of betrayal smell like the L. Strike the bell, strike the match up, ignite the hell. 2020 vision with the wisdom of my forefather. Cause drama, it's Pearl Harbor when I pour lava. Heavenly feeling, I'm forever revealing. Chill with villains in a villa with incredible ceilings appealing.
This universe seems rehearsed to me, like spitting writtens when you said that you were verse of free. Souls stolen through holes grown open, controls potent to those who oppose motion. The deceit runs deeper than the ocean, designed to keep us seated in a system that is broken. Conceited elitists treating your lives as tokens, gambling chips to throw the casinos open. United we stand while they demand quotients. We aren't the visible, it is the simplest of notions. Municipal rituals killing spirit with a potion. As force fed to little and through principles we show them. We need to teach them skills to get through every day, not put emphasis or pressure on whether they're getting paid. Do this and do that to get there and buy that. I'd love to say that money don't expand your lifespan, but it does. Organic products in the shop are one price above. So your food's sprayed with pesticides so they stay plush. They're filled with MSG so you don't think you ate enough. And the research is fake so you don't know what it does. To get a home's a miracle, so I'm seeing doves. But I can promise that you aren't defined by this stuff. And I'll be damn honest, you only have one life to love. Individuality is belittled by the trickling of fake knowledge that starts at school but takes hold as they approach college. So for the people around me it seems too late. My generation appears to be in a fugue state, slipping from person to person, confused by the many identities they're rehearsing. Living by morals that are being taught, distinguishing themselves based on hollow looks that can be bought from any store. This season's style is think less and buy more. Think less and buy more. With great power comes great corruption. They put the price of a life down for the sake of mass production.
Yeah. Citizen cop Kublai Khan, notorious for the verbal, the cops Louis Vuitton. I'm citywide known, iron wing live wire. Recognize Lady Beta Gregory Boulevard. Yeah, bullet bars, I'm bully special prizes. Nottingham City's on the rise like the petrol prices. What? My thinking cops tilting. I run the patterns and pick up the gold track fielding. It's a cold day in hell, you hear this on the nationwide. Edgy shit, they rather play up on the safer side. Yes sir, no sir, that's your state of mind. You risk the pay pocket with cop is career suicide. Who the fuck is this? Spitter spilling like Wild 730, that's official cop. Unofficial grand from the AM. Crack of dawn, early for the spray. And I put it like everything depended on it. Life's a bitch. Still I'm chewing on tough titty, still I can't quit. Till this lady look has made me rich. Welcome to this Bronx Zoo shit, boss of boss shit. Nut City got this whole planet lit. License to spill, double time, riba riba. My tone low is tone low, funky cold Medina. Funky cold Medina.
Yo, that's the hip hop show right there, the open mic, my beloveds. Listen, man, this is where we do it right here. Shout out to Lazy Eyes, Top, Capo. Juggernaut. Come man, this is me, Juggernaut. Vandal. I was trying to remember Vandal's name as I get to Juggernaut, then I'm like, forget Juggernaut. But yo, if you want to get on the open mic, all you MCs, hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. But please make sure you're of a quality. You listen to what these guys did and you realize like maybe I'm not ready for this, don't email us. But if you are ready for this, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic, and just send us a link to one of your YouTubes or SoundClouds or whatever. If you're a beat maker, same email, hiphop@foodbarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat, and just attach some 1 minute snippets of your best shit and we'll get back to you bitches and bitchettes. I do apologise for the name. Huh? Yeah, you want one more? Hey,
go. I said my shit's not apologetic. Gotta fly like Apollo jet shit. Hollow technics, popping head spins like death grips. Kick the freshest like who wants to fuck with heads? It fella gets it. Next beat's hella nice. Split your headpiece, best be another night. Test me like degrees, I'll take a dozen flights. But my shit overseas, no the brothers tight. Mother, I know I messed up a couple times. Now it's all on track like my rugged rhymes. Cousin I still upstairs practicing. Embarrassing, now you all wanna rap like him. Pack it in, cause you ain't got the work rate. Not to be a jerk, mate. Prove me wrong and you'll get the first place of my recognition. Cause it hurts when they don't know you're missing. Roll the river of the road within him.
Nice. That's how it gets down every Monday, 4 till 6 p.m. right here, Fubar Radio, the open mic. Thank you so much, all of you coming through and representing.
Yes, mother lovers, that's right. Shout to the Eccentrics on the beat right there as well, boy. That had a groove to it, now.
Look at the clock on Facebook.
Huh?
Look at the pupils of the clock on Facebook.
On Facebook. How can we get hold of Triple V? Shout out you lots.
Remind everyone the links.
Yeah, you can hit up Triple V Vandal Voorhees, or I am Vandal Savage on the Instagram. I am Vandal Savage on the Twitter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's at Juggernaut, so JUGANAUT, and there's a hashtag Bozo Boys as well with a Z.
Yeah, you can head down to Nuts on its own, go to Cobden Chambers, pick up one of the CDs from Saucy Jack out of his raincoat.
Hey, Saucy Jack.
Yeah, if you like out of Lazy Eyes, yeah, I've been doing a lot of shit with Rez One right now, so you just wait for him to drop some of that, and it's going to come out real soon. You wait for that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sarah Nova, Mike's Diggy. Much appreciated.
Thank you for putting the work in to make the good
guys,
music, man.
You lot came at that. This is what I love about when we get like people that know what they're doing come up. It's always magic. Do you know what I mean?
It's a schooling. So, but thank you to all of you featuring on the show today. Remember earlier on in the show, we were speaking to the Juice Crew. That was Big Daddy Kane, Cool G Rap, MC Shan, Roxanne Shantae, Craig G, Master Ace. If you missed that, you know you need to hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop and listen back to that again. And after the show, we've got an ill competition for you where you can win tickets to go down to the event that's happening on the 16th of November, The Root at Brixton Jam. A whole lineup of UK OGs are going to be there as well. So, you know, we bring you all those treats and goodies right here first with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
So remember to join us. Remember to join us next Monday for more of the same. Up next on Fubar Radio, it's Michael Payne and Reese Sanders taking care of you. Mm-hmm. And guys, thank you again so much.
Yes,
that's
man.
So lovely to hear you.
So about to hit the M1 again.
Yeah.
Traffic might have died down a little
good
bit.
50 mile an hour up there, man.
Well, you know, just remember to take.
You are coming down as well, man.
Just remember to take this message back to Knots with you, because we need to spread the message of unity. You know what I mean? Everybody,
UNITY.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big tune. I love that. Maybe we need to switch it up.
Let's say unity.
But Rick,
what I'm loving
Rick
is
James,
these
don't
realise they're swaying to the music as well as they're doing it. You know what I mean? We got it all on camera. So we got it. Yeah. Move up the thing, yeah? Imagine just swaying like that. What's wrong? What's wrong?
Dance every now and then. A little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony. And there'll surely be some unity.